Thank you for that kind introduction. I'd like to continue on the note of the thank yous just while we're here. Professor Jackson, what was our initial outreach to start this program and have this event? And I want to thank him for applying for all the funding and really getting the ball rolling. And I'd also like to thank or second the thanks to Yuri Fukuzawa, who really took care of all the planning and itinerary and driving us around and adjusting to our strange schedules and such and so forth. So thank you very, very much to her and Professor Jackson and everyone else who were working behind the scenes to bring this event together, because it really does take a lot of extra work that we don't even know about, even me as the kind of event coordinator. Just to give you a little bit of information about the event, I'm going to start out by giving some a short talk to help you, I think, better enjoy the experience that we're going to have and enjoy Sato-san's music. And after that, we're going to have an hour-long performance, which I think, I really hope you're all going to enjoy. And once that's finished, what we'd like to do is give you the opportunity to come down, and if you have questions or you want to talk to Sato-san or myself, we'll be up here, and you can do that. You can take pictures with him or with me. And so we want to be as open and friendly as possible. Okay? now... Sato-san did have one request with regards to, I know we all have smartphones and video, you know, we have the video cameras and taking pictures and all that, and he wanted to make a request and for me to ask you that you should all take your cell phones and leave them on and open up your recording programs and take all the video and all the pictures you'd like, because we were just going to have fun here, okay? So don't worry about that. A little bit of background on our performer before we get started. Sato Michiyoshi started playing shamisen when he was just about 10 or 11 years old. And in 2009, he won the Japanese National Tsugaru Jamisen Championship in Kobe. And so he was crowned at that competition the best player in Japan. And so, after cutting his teeth there, he started his work as a professional musician. He cites as his influences his father, who is a shamisen master with a whole school and network of students under him, his mother, who plays the koto, which is a Japanese zither, or kind of harp-like instrument, and also his younger brother, who is a kabuki actor. So today, Sato-san will be playing solo, but he also performs in duos with his father, playing original compositions and traditional work. He also is the creator, lead singer, and head strings of his very own Kotobuki band, which is a kind of fusion or a cross East-West instrumentality and traditional and folk and rock and pop and all sorts of mixture of performance, dancing, and comedy, and everything that you can imagine on stage in one ball. And also recently, he's been featured as a guest performer in a number of larger, more established projects on stage, most notably as he's been taken in as a kind of apprentice by the lead singer of Kome Kome Club, so who some of you may be familiar with. Okay, so with that in mind, I'd like to move on to my talk to give you a little bit of sense. We've been talking about Tsugaru Jamisen, and we have no idea what it is yet. And what I'd like to do over the next 10 or 15 minutes is to give you a sense of what Tsugaru Jamisen is, but there's a problem with that, and that's because it's such a mutable style, because it's undergone so many changes. And so, in a sense, I want to challenge the idea of asking what, instead of ask how. And to give you a sense of what I mean here, in the 1960s, we have Takashi Chikuzan sitting and playing accompaniment to Narita Unshiku in the black and white photograph on the left. And yet a few short decades later, we have Agatsuma Hiromitsu in his spiffy suit playing funk and jazz music. We have the Yoshida brothers, who have been sort of popular in the U.S., you might have heard of them, playing rock and pop music. And then we have Sato Michiyoshi and his Kotobuki band up on the top, and you can see maybe there's a shakuhachi, a bamboo flute, and saxophone, and of course the shamisen, and all sorts of different instruments in there. And so we're going to go through this talk by looking at some of the material culture, the instrument itself, and thinking about some of the historical context. So rather than ask, what is Tsugaru Jamisen, because it's this thing that changes so much, I want us to think about how we get to the performance that we're about to see. Okay, so we'll start by thinking about the instrument. To do that, we go back to thousands of years ago in the Middle East. There was a certain technology developed in instrument construction. So I'm particularly interested on the left here, there's the spike lute, which is essentially a drum with a neck stuck through it. And then we have the bowl lute, which is more like a conventional mandolin that you're probably familiar with. And these, when the knowledge of instrument construction traveled west, it turned into things like guitars and banjos and violins that we're familiar with. But when it traveled east along the Silk Road, we got instruments in China like the sanxian and the pipa. And let's look at the pipa first. In the 7th century CE, the pipa went to Japan, and it went under a few changes in construction technique and performance practice. And the most important one for today is that instead of playing with the fingers or finger-shaped pick, the Japanese performers started playing with this large wooden piece, large wooden pick called a bachi, a large plectrum, as it were. The sanxian did not go immediately directly to Japan. It went via Okinawa, or what was then called the Ryukyu Kingdom, where it was reinvented as the sanxian. And you can see both of these instruments use snakeskin. They have three strings and are spike lutes. And so I think the comparison with the shamisen should be pretty apparent. But the shamisen didn't come about until all three of these instruments, the biwa, the sanxian, and the sanxin, all converged in the late 16th century in Japan in the port city of Sakai near modern-day Osaka. And it was the biwa players called biwa hoshi who took these instruments and recombined them in the form of the shamisen. And there were a couple of major differences. One, we can see that the shamisen does not use snakeskin. It uses catskin. Because snakeskin was fancy and imported, and these people had to use what was at hand. And two, the other major difference that I'd like to address is the fact that they no longer played with their fingers. Because they were biwa players, they started playing with a plectrum or a bachi. And we have, this is, it's a little bit broken, but this is a bachi or a plectrum used for Tsugaru Jamisen today. And this is made out of turtle shell. There are a variety of different kinds of shamisen used in different types of music. We have the smallest shamisen here, which is the type that's usually played by geisha. It's a city music. It's indoor music. And then in the countryside, for more folk music, they used a larger instrument that was a little bit louder and better to play outside. And then the gidayu shamisen is a very large instrument, and it's used in the puppet theater. And there was a they needed to fill up the whole theater with sound, and so they created a larger instrument which would project better. And you can see there's it's not an orchestra filling up a whole theater; it's just one chanter and one shamisen player. And then finally, we come to the most modern, as it were, shamisen form, which can be basically distilled as this Tsugaru Jamisen instrument. I'll show on my instrument here, so I'll step away from the microphone, but hopefully you can still hear me. So what we have basically is this is a drum, and it can be struck as a drum. It's stretched with dog skin on both sides, and when Sato-san performs for us, you'll see that he actually strikes the body of the instrument like a drum, and that's one of the special characteristics of Tsugaru Jamisen. You see three tuning pegs for three strings. The first and second thicker strings are made out of silk, and the third one nowadays is made out of nylon, again, for durability's sake. The bridge is movable and can be removed, and also there is a plastic seal that may be difficult to see here that's placed on the body of the instrument. This protects the instrument from where the plectrum strikes. And what's interesting about the kind of material history of the instrument is by looking at this, we can understand that in Tsugaru Jamisen, the plectrum strikes all over the body. There's a wide range that all the way in the back and the front. And by moving from the back to the front of the instrument, a certain rhythm
is created, the back, back, front, front rhythm, or the back, front, back, front rhythm. And that is one of the kind of special attributes of Tsugaru Jamisen.
So that basically gets us to the instrument that we're going to be seeing today. But where does the musical aspect come from? So back in the Edo period, when the shamisen was first developed, was first invented, it was widely adopted by the Guild for the Blind, or the Guilds for the Blind. And at that time, there were basically two major guilds for the blind, one for men and one for women. And for those of you who are familiar with Zatoichi, the blind swordsman, his name, Zato, actually refers to the lowest rank in the Todoza Guild. And Ichi is his given name. So in case you were wondering what that meant. And so these guilds were basically pyramid schemes where you had to pay dues and buy your rank within the guild. All this money got funneled up to the top. And the people in charge of the guilds were incredibly rich and politically powerful. And they controlled who was allowed to play what music in the whole country, who was allowed to use Buddhist performance names, certain clothing and performance, et cetera, et cetera. And they really had a monopoly over who was allowed to make music in Japan. But in 1868, there was a sort of democratic revolution called the Meiji Restoration. And as a result, these guilds lost much of their power. And since people were all of a sudden allowed to play whatever music they wanted, there was a sort of musical revolution, as it were, a burgeoning of creativity, and particularly in, as you can see on the map, in all the way the north eastern part that's in the dark green on the bottom map, and in the green on the top of the map in the Tsugaru region, the once guild members and their new students who were not part of the guild started playing this music that would be the seed of Tsugaru Jamisen that we know today. And what they did was they would go from house to house, village to village, playing their instruments, singing songs, telling stories, and just begging for food. But what's really interesting to me about this musical development is that it happened in a very practical, business-minded kind of way. And so when in the 1900s, when begging wasn't working well enough to keep people alive, keep them healthy, the bosama, these guys who were playing the music, started to create events. And they would have festivals where they would have competition between singers. And so for the first time, the singer and the shamisen player were two people instead of one. And then up through the 1930s, these festivals were replaced with traveling song troupes that started making certain singers famous and names to sell. And then from the 1980s to the present, there are now competitions, formal competitions, like the one that Sato-san won, in which shamisen players compete with each other. And going along with this theme of kind of business aspect of shamisen, there was in the 1910s and 20s, many folk singers and shamisen players moved to Tokyo to make records, and then they took advantage of the spread of radio and television in the 50s and 60s, and the kind of nostalgia boom for folk Japan passed in the 1970s. And then in the 1990s and the 2000s, now we have lots of performers like the Yoshida brothers and Agatsuma Hiromitsu, who are completely integrated into the mass music industry. They make CDs, they're on YouTube, they make music videos and everything like that. So with that very quick introduction, I'd like to conclude with this idea that's proposed by Ichikawa Chikujo, who's a student of Takashi Chikuzan, who's one of the most important and famous Tsugaru Shamisen players. And that's the idea of the 300-year shamisen. So what I've tried to show you in this very, very short introduction is that the Tsugaru Jamisen or the shamisen performance methods and the forms that it takes have changed drastically over time. And they've changed for a variety of reasons. And so it's, as I said in the outset, it's hard to say that X, Y, and Z are Tsugaru Jamisen and A, B, and C are not. And so what Ichikawa Chikujo says is we should think of it more like a 300-year process, and I would argue longer than that, but a 300-year process of history growing and being brought into the present as techniques are inherited, as repertoire is inherited, but also changed and brought into the future. And with that in mind, I'd like to propose that the idea of the performance that we're going to see today is not wholly new, and it's not wholly traditional and old, right? It's not something that's all Tsugaru, but it's also not something that's all, say, Chiba, which is where Sato-san grew up. The performance that we're going to hear is not all Japanese, and it's not all kind of this globalized foreign thing, but rather that it's, again, part of this organic process that started with the invention of the shamisen and even before, is growing and changing, and will continue into the future. And so we're only picking up partway through that process of evolution and growth. Okay, so with all of that in mind, I have one final note, and that is in this growing tradition of change in this kind of this process of growth and evolution, we should not think of this performance today or Tsugaru Jamisen as some kind of rarefied traditional music that we have to sit quietly and respect in silence, right? It's actually much more, it's often compared with jazz music. And so if at any point during the performance you feel moved or excited, you should clap, you should call out and hoot and holler, because really there's a lot of improvisation and energy coming out of Sato-san, and when he gets that energy back, then he reflects it back to you. And so he will respond and grow with the audience as you respond and grow with the performance. So with that in mind, and at long last, I would like to give you, we can wait for people. Does everyone have a seat? Are you all placed to sit? Okay. With that in mind, and at long last, I give you Sato Michiyoshi. Thank you.
Thank you for coming. I'm Michio Sato. I'm so happy to be here. Please enjoy the concert. ここからは日本語で喋りたいと思います。1曲目は津軽ジョン・カラブシという、曲を聴いていただきました。この曲は、津軽民謡で代表的な曲でございます。
The first song I performed is called Jon Karabushi or Tsugaru Jon Karabushi, and it's probably the most representative of the Tsugaru Jamisen repertoire.
このジョンカラという意味は、いろんな諸説あるんですけども、冗談からかいという言葉が転じてジョンカラブシになったのではないかという説。
There are lots of different explanations as to where the word Jonkara comes from, but the one that Michiyoshi likes, or the one that Sato-san likes, is that it's Jon is from the word for joke, and Kara is the word for from the word being playful or playing tricks.
あとは、津軽の城河原町という町で、歌われていた民謡がジョンカラ節になったのではないかと言われております。
There's also another explanation that supposes it comes from the town of Joe Kawara, which is another, which is a town in the Tsugaru region.
それでは次の曲は津軽アイヤ節という曲を演奏いたします。
The next song that he's going to perform is called Tsugaru Aiya Bushi.
アイヤという字はですね、日本語でこう、あ、ひらがなです。日本語じゃないです。ひらがなで、すみません。アイヤと書かれるんですけども、この曲は、津軽地方では珍しくおめでたい席で演奏される曲です。
So this, the song title is written, as you can see, in the syllabary or in the alphabet, and it's one of the few songs in Tsugaru folk music that's often played at celebratory occasions.
ただこのアイヤというひらがなに漢字を当てがえる方がいまして、悲しい家の節と入れる方が、います。
However, there are some people who write not using the alphabet, but using Chinese characters, with the characters meaning house of sadness.
おめでたい席なのになぜ悲しい家の節かと言いますと、結婚される、娘さんを持ったお父さんの気持ちを歌ったのではないかと言われております。
And so, why would you take the characters for House of Sadness to use for a song that is used at celebratory occasions? Well, it's probably or possibly because it's the feelings of the father who's having his daughter marry and leave his house.
Tsugaru Aiya Bushi.
Tsugaru Aiya Bushi.Thank you.
ありがとうございます。そうですね、津軽アイアブシ聞いていただきました。次の曲をちょっと急遽変更しましょうかね。
So maybe we'll try something a little bit different for the next song.
We have a special guest today. Please clap for him.まあまあまあ、yeah, yeah. まあまあまあまあ、yeah. までこう通訳してた人ではございません。
はい、I'm not the person who was translating before.
次の曲はですね、リンゴ節、そして続けて津軽ジンクという曲を聴いていただこうと思います。
The next song that we'll be performing is the Apple Song, followed by ドダレバチ or 津軽ジンク。
はい。このリンゴ節というのは青森県、青森県はリンゴが有名でございます。その、民謡でですね、
So in Aomori Prefecture, one of the most famous agricultural products is apples. And so this song is about the Aomori apples.
そして続いて演奏します、津軽ジンクという曲、この曲別名がございまして、ドダレバチという名前があります。
So and the next song is called 津軽ジンク、
これも、青森県の弘前市という町の、盆踊りの曲になります。この、ドダレバチという別名はですね、歌詞の一部分を取っているんですね。でその歌詞というのが津軽弁でございまして、
So the word Dodarebachi is actually the first lyrics of one of the verses of the song, and these lyrics are in the local dialect as follows.
Dodare Dodarebacha Daremacha Mango Dea Daremacha Mango Dea Neja Tarabacha Mango Dea.
I'm not translating. I'm not going to translate that.
これの、津軽弁の意味はですね、Dodarebacha。どうしたんだ、
so、means, what's that? What happened?
誰の孫だ、
Whose grandkid is that?
太郎の孫じゃないか、
Maybe it's Taro's grandkid?
いや太郎の孫じゃない、
no, it's not Taro's grandkid.
じゃあ誰の孫だ、
Then whose grandkid is it?
という歌詞です。
They're kind of meaningless lyrics.
それでは、リンゴ節続けて津軽ジンク、ドダレバチ聞いてください。 次の曲で、スペシャルゲストとはお別れでございます。次の曲はアドハダリという、津軽の合奏曲でございます。このアドハダリという意味はですね、津軽弁でアンコールという意味です。
アドハダリ in 津軽 dialect means encore。
アンコールにはまだ早いんですが、2人で演奏したいと思います。
Maybe it's a little bit early for an encore, but we'll play one anyways.
ほっ。ありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
それではこれからはまた一人寂しく演奏したいと思います。
So now I'm gonna be all lonely when I play.
皆様、ブルーグラスという、ジャンルの曲は知ってますか？
Have you all heard of bluegrass?
おう、知ってる人。 あ、結構いらっしゃいますね。ありがとうございます。ブルーグラス、アメリカの音楽でございますが、これを、ちょっと津軽三味線で演奏したらどうなるかなと思って編曲した曲がございます。
Bluegrass is an American style of music, but Sato-san was wondering what would it be like if I tried playing bluegrass in a shamisen style, and so he made a song.
ブルーグラス知らないっていう方どれぐらいです
か？ Does anyone not know bluegrass?
あ、いらっしゃいますね。ブルーグラスっていうのはですね、アパラチアン地方で生まれた音楽でして、ちょっと津軽三味線と似てるという部分があるんですね。それは、まあ、津軽三味線は即興演奏ですが、ブルーグラスというのは、まあ、4つぐらいのコードで、いろんな例えば、バンジョーとかギター、あとなんだろうね、いろんな楽器を入れて、でみんなでセッションする、それも自由に、アドリブで演奏するというような、ところが共通点でちょっと似ております。
So for those of you who don't know what bluegrass is, it's a musical style that was born in the Appalachian region of the United States, and like Tsugaru Jamisen, it's very improvisatory, but it has relatively simple chord changes, and it's played mostly on banjo and fiddle and guitar and instruments like that.
まあ、カントリーミュージックにちょっと近い。
It's a little bit similar to country music.
それで、ちょっと三味線でアレンジをさせていただいた曲、アパラチアン三味線という曲です。
So he made a song called Appalachian Shamisen.
次から、2曲ほど皆さん一緒にお祭り騒ぎをしたいと思います。
So for the next two songs, he wants to have everyone kind of enjoy the spirit of the festival with him.
青森県の有名なお祭り2つをモチーフにしました夏宵祭りという曲です。
And so this song is called Summer Festivals in 青森。It's based on the motif of the two famous festivals from Aomori Prefecture.
まず最初に演奏する曲は青森県弘前市のねぷた祭りです。
And the first one that he will perform is based on the Aomori Prefecture Hirosaki City Nebuta Festival, which you see on the left.
ねぷた祭りはですね、扇形のものに驚々しい絵を描いて中に灯籠を灯す。そして、ゆっくりとこう出陣を表しているそうですね引っ張っていくお祭りです。
And so in this festival, you paint really grotesque and violent images on large folding fan-shaped floats. You light them up from the inside and drag them in a parade through town.
そして、これの、ネプタ祭りの掛け声は、やー、やどーという掛け声です。
And so as you go through the parade, you call out, やー、やどー。
そしてですね、次に演奏します曲は、次にというか次に出てくるお祭りですね、は青森県青森市のねぶた祭りです。
And so the next one, the next part of the song is based on the Aomori City Aomori Nebuta Festival.
このお祭りはですね、ちょっと立体的なものになっていきます。絵が立体的なものになっていきまして、中に灯籠をまた灯してですね、ハネトと呼ばれる人が天に向かってジャンプして、練り歩くというお祭りです。
And so in this festival, instead of making fan-shaped floats, you make three-dimensional doll-shaped floats, and drag them around town. And they're accompanied by dancers called ハネト, who jump up towards the sky.
掛け声はラセラ、ラセラ、ラセラ、セラ、セラという掛け声になります。
And the chant that they do as they're jumping is ラセラ、ラセラ、ラセラ、セラ、セラ。
皆さん笑ってますが、これを今から一緒にやってもらいます。
Yeah, you're laughing, but you know you're gonna have to do this now.
ですね。私がまず、最初にやーやどーというので同じように返してください。
So when he says ya ya do in the beginning, he wants you to repeat back in kind.
それでは練習してみましょう。
All right, so let's practice.
いきますよ。ya ya do.
ya ya do.
もう一回。ya ya do.
ya ya do.
すごい、皆さんさすがミシガンだけありますね。
That's the Michigan spirit.
迫力がある。そうですね。音楽にはリズムとタイミングというものがございます。
Yeah. There's, but in music, there's something called rhythm and timing that we should think about.
いいですか、皆さん心を一つにもう一回いきましょう。
All right, so let's try one more time.
ですよ。やーやどー。
やーやどー。
ここ。やーやどー。
やヤド。
Very good。さすが。そして、皆さん言っていただいたら、曲が始まります。逆に言うと言っていただかないと曲が始まりません。
Right, so once you say that chant, then he goes into the song. Or to put it another way, if you don't say it, then nothing, you know, he can't start the song.
そして曲が始まったら、少しだけこう静かに聞いていただいてですね。
And so once he starts playing, could you just be quiet so you can all hear what's going on?
はい。で、また曲の途中で私がラセラ、ラセラ、ラセラ、セラ、セラというので、また同じように返していただければ。
So halfway through the song, when he calls out ラセラ、ラセラ、ラセラ、セラ、セラ、you should return in kind again.
それでは練習いきましょう。
All right, so let's practice.
ラセラ、ラセラ、ラセラ、セラ、セラ。
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 Very good. いいですね。じゃあもうちょっと難しくいきましょうか。
So there's one part that's a little bit more difficult.
ラセラ、ラセラを言ったら。この後に、このような三味線が入ります。
So after you do the ラセラ part, he's going to play something that sounds like this.
というこの間のある演奏をします。
And you can hear the spaces in the phrase.
でこの間にですね、Whoo! という掛け声を。
So he wants you to call out Whoo! In those little spaces in between the phrases.
入れていただこうかと。じゃあちょっとラセラから練習してみましょうか。
All right, so let's try practicing from the ラセラ part.
ですよ。恥ずかしいのは私なので、皆さんやってくださいね。
The only one who should be embarrassed is him.
ですよ。ラセラ、ラセラ、ラセラ、セラ、セラ。
ラセラ、ラセラ、ラセラ、セラ、セラ。
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 Woo! 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 そう。いいですか。音楽には、リズムとタイミングという
もの。Yeah, so again, there's the rhythm and the timing thing that we have to think about.
いいです。関係なく、もう言うのが大事です。参加することが大事です。
So as long as you're saying something, that's better than nothing.
ですか。もう一度言います。恥ずかしいのは私です。
Yeah. So let's try it again. Remember, he's the only one who should be embarrassed.
皆さんも一緒にね、盛り上げていただければ。で、この曲、やっていくとですね、この間がなくなります。でこの間がなくなったらもう好きに言ってた、言ってもらって構いませんので。
So as it goes on, he's going to get faster and faster, and the spaces are going to disappear. And so at that point, you should just do whatever the heck you want.
Okay. ラスエラー、ラスエラー。Okay です。で、ただ悪口だけは言わないでもらえれば。
Yeah. So anything, just don't make fun of him. You know, anything else is fine.
今日皆さん主役になったつもりで、お願いいたします。でこれのコツはですね、日頃のこの生活のフラストレーションを僕にぶつける感じでお願いします。
Alright, so you should take the way to do this right is you take all the stress and frustration that you feel from the day and just hurl it right at him.
一つだけお約束がありまして、曲が終わったら皆さんも終わっていただくと。
So the only thing that he asks is that when the song is over, you all need to be quiet again.
曲がこうダンガダダって終わってんのに、ホッホッホッってさ、ね、ちょっと浮いちゃいますので。
Yeah. So then you'd be the one who was embarrassed at the end of the song.
それでは、夏宵祭り、ジョシュアが先生となります。よろしくお願いします。
はい、よろしくお願いします。
いきます。やーやどー
やーやどー
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 Very 今日はマイケル・ジャクソンが多いようで。
There's a lot of Michael Jacksons in the audience today.
素晴らしい、素晴らしかったです。もう、それではもう一曲だけですね。私、ことぶきバンドというバンドもやっておりまして、そこでは三味線と歌も歌っています。
So Sato-san also performs in his Kotobuki band, where he does shamisen and vocals as well. And so he thinks that he'd like to take this opportunity to sing one song as well.
この曲もですね、あの皆様あのこうなんていうんですかね、怒りがこう溜まってくると爆発するものではないでしょうか。
So sometimes do you get so angry that you just kind of blow your top?
これを日本語で堪忍袋の緒が切れたと言います。
So in Japanese, what you say is you keep all the anger in your stomach, and then it kind of bursts out.
それでは、堪忍ブギという曲です。
And so he's going to perform a song based on that idea called 堪忍ブギ。
あのサビがブッブッブッブッとバッシャーと繰り返します。覚えやすいのでぜひ皆さん一緒に言ってもらいたいです。
So if you'd like, you can sing along with him at the part that goes ブッブッブッ。And that'll be fun, yeah.
Oh, いいですね。Okay. さすがです。いいですね。その調子で皆さんお願いいたします。
All right, just like that.
それでは、カンニングブギ。Clap your hand. Okay. Hot K の顔でも三度で終わりだ。今までヒエロのふりしてたんだ。騙せるもんなら騙してみやがれ。行きますよ。ブッブッブッブッ飛ばしたい。ブッブッブッブッ飛ばしたい。ブッブッブッブッ飛ばしたい。ブッブッブッブッ飛ばしたい。ああああああ。堪忍袋の緒が切れちまった。片言になっちゃった俺も。では とうとうですね、悲しいんですが最後の曲になってしまいました。私、アメリカに来たのは1歳の時ぶりなので、20年来ておりません。
Unfortunately, this is going to be the last song. And he's thinking that this is the first time he's been to the United States since he's been 1 year old. So it's been about 20, it's been over 20 years.
ま、これって本当に嬉しいので、また、ね、来年あたりに来れれば嬉しいなと思っております。
And he's had such a wonderful, wonderful experience that he hopes that he can come back maybe, maybe next year.
ありがとうございます。それではですね、もう感謝の気持ちを込めて、次の曲はもうツアー途中ですが、ここで死んでもいいという気持ちで演奏したいと思います。
So he's going to use all of that feeling of gratitude as he performs this next song, and he'd be happy even just to play himself into exhaustion for you guys.
次の曲は秋田にかた節という曲です。この曲はですね、漢字でこう荷物の荷、そして方向の方でにかたと呼びます。
So the next song is called 秋田にかた節 and in Japanese it's written with the characters that you see there.
これはですね、まあ字の通り、荷物を運ぶような仕事をしてた方が歌っていたのではないかと言われております。
And so it's believed that, as these characters show, it means a person who carries items, like a courier. And so it's believed that this song was initially sung by one of those people.
それでは、秋田にかた節、本日は本当に最後までありがとうございました。
Again, thank you so much for being such a wonderful audience. Thank you.
you very much. Thank you very much. ありがとうございます。嬉しいですね。アンコールいただけるのは、はい。それでは。
He's so happy to be asked for an encore.
それではですね、アンコールどうしようかな。
he has to catch his breath while he figures out what to play.
そうですね。アンコールは津軽三味線即興楽器なので、今日のこの、ミシガンの雰囲気をですね、ちょっと即興で演奏したいと思います。
津軽三味線 is largely a very improvisatory instrument, and so what he'd like to do now is to kind of in this space in the University of Michigan and in this room try and play a little bit of improvisation for you.
今日のありがとうございます。ありがとうございます。皆様ぜひ今日の映像や写真は Facebook の中に上げていただければ。
please put all your pictures and recordings up on Facebook.
私も佐藤道義でやっておりますので、ぜひね友達いませんので。
just look up 佐藤道義。He doesn't have any friends.
それでは本当に今日は。お忙しい中お越しいただきありがとうございました。
Again, thank you so much for coming here and being such a wonderful audience.
ありがとうございます。